good on our community. We pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So move, Mayor.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of Resolution 2021-58, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2021-22 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salcido.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing the second quarter budget adjustments for fiscal year 22. In the general fund, there is a request from the museum to increase capital costs by $30,000 and revenue by $6,000. Various donations will be used towards the purchase of the fallen officer memorial at the museum. In the general fund, there is a request from the fire department to increase labor costs by $240,000 to increase overtime to rectify the FY19 budget and bring to current actuals. In the general fund, there is a request from the public safety department to increase revenue and operating costs by $23,515 for a Department of Justice grant for law enforcement, information sharing, and training technology. In the general fund, there is a request from the golf department to increase operating costs by $2,000 for startup costs for the incorporation of the golf pro shop. In the general fund, there is a request from the golf department to increase labor costs by $327,500 for labor at the golf pro shop. In the general fund, there is a request from the golf department to increase operating costs by $60,000 to purchase inventory for the golf pro shop. In the general fund, there is a request from the golf department to increase operating costs by $40,000 for the purchase of alcoholic beverages for the golf course. In the general fund, there is a request from the golf department to increase operating costs by $6,000 to purchase food and non-alcoholic beverages for the golf course. In the general fund, there is a request from the community development department to increase revenue and capital costs by $25,000 to purchase shade structures for the Jalagueño Arts Park. The city received a grant from the state of New Mexico for $25,000. Total cost of the shade structures is $66,000. The $41,000 match will come from an existing Jalagueño Arts project. In the Capital Projects Fund, there is a request to increase revenue and capital costs by $35,100 to purchase a walk-in freezer for the San Jose Senior Center. The city received a grant from the state of New Mexico to cover this cost. And finally, in the Lodgers Tax Promotional Fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $13,000 for United Way of Eddy County Ugly Sweater Fun Run advertising campaign. This concludes the second quarter budget adjustments.
Questions or comments for Ms. Salcido? Thank you, Ms. Salcido.
Mayor, this presentation was made to the Budget Committee. It was discussed and voted upon, and I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Number three, consider approval of Resolution 2021-59, a resolution certifying the annual fixed asset inventory of the City of Carlsbad as of June 30th, 2021. Ms. Salcido.
Thank you again, Mayor, Council. The New Mexico State Auditor per the State Audit Rule and NMSA 12-6-10 annual inventory require that physical inventory review be completed at the end of each fiscal year. The review includes movable chattels and equipment costing more than $5,000. This inventory review must be certified by the governing body. I'm asking for your approval of this resolution, and I will answer any questions that you may have.
Questions or comments for Ms. Salcido? Thank you, Ms. Salcedo.
Thank you.
Mayor, make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershite?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number four, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss C2.
Yes. Mayor, members of the council, this item is an agreement with the New Mexico Department of Transportation to install a signal light at the intersection of US 62 and Hidalgo. Under this agreement, the city of Carlsbad will be required to pay for the electrical service and all of the maintenance to that traffic. That includes the light fixtures, poles, cables, wires. This is standard practice and an ongoing agreement we have with New Mexico Department of Transportation on other signalization throughout our community.
Very much needed.
Yes, sir.
Questions or comments from the council?
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershite?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of submission of an American Library Association American Rescue Plan Humanities Grant. Ms. Jones?
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. Before you is a request to approve a grant application submittal to the National Endowment for the Humanities American Rescue Plan. Each recipient will receive $10,000 to support their humanities efforts. If successful, the library would like to use these fundings to create an oral history collection. Carlsbad Public Library is dedicated to preserving our rich, diverse history. This grant would help us do this. There is no match requirement and the grant opportunity for the community. The application would be due December 2nd.
Questions or comments for Ms. Jones?
Just a real quick question, if I may.
Counselor?
How would the oral history be received and documented?
The plan is we're working with Pearl of the Pecos and Main Street to do history walks, and they're working on part of it. So our part would be to interview important people in the community that relate to the project, and we would record like a video or audio component that would fit into the heritage walks.
Cool. Thank you.
Mayor,
Counselor?
What is that? An oral history. What is that?
Basically, it's the spoken word. So either a video or recording of somebody in the community. So if we're going to do something on potash, we would seek out experts in the potash that have lived in the community that can talk about their role in potash and how their role in the community.
Further questions from the council? Thank you, Ms. Jones.
Mayor, I would say that from a Main Street perspective also, we're really excited about the Heritage Walk aspect of this and have been working on it for a little while, and this is great that it fits right in, so I would move for approval.
Thank you. Second. Further discussion? Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershite?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number six, consider approval to accept a Bureau of Justice FY 2021 Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant for $23,515 with $10,131 to be distributed to the City of Artesia. Chief Skinner.
Mayor, Council, what I'm bringing for you tonight is to consider approval to accept a grant, the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Grant. I'd like to thank Angie Testa, who helped us out a lot with this. Again, as always, we had to do a lot of work with Eddy County, the Artesia Police Department, and obviously do some of our research for ourselves. We've been granted the award for $23,515, which if you think about it, that would come to us. We're kind of a pass-through. Eddy County didn't want to lay any claim to any of the grant funding. Artesia would be awarded $10,131, which would leave $13,384 for us, which we plan to use for, like I said, an information sharing technology program that we've researched and helped develop a little bit. So with saying that, I'll stand for any questions.
Questions?
How were those dollars arrived at? What formula was used?
The formula that was used was, part of it was developed on how many people are, the size of your actual agency, and then the amount of people that applied in and laid claim to the fund. So when Eddy County withdrew from that, then it was solely based on the size of Artesia Police Department compared to Carlsbad Police Department.
Thank you.
Further questions for Chief Skinner? Thank you, Chief Skinner.
Thank you.
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershine?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number 7, consider approval of temporary use application to allow mobile sales vending on city property at the Rey Anaya San Jose Park located at 300 Diaz by UIS Express LLC. Applicant Jose Aguilar. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request for permission from City Council to allow mobile sales vending on city property at Rey Anaya San Jose Park. The purpose is this request is to allow UIS Express to locate in the Rey Anaya San Jose Park there in the parking lot. As you know, when we brought these things before, permission from city or permission from property owners is needed for a mobile vending business to set up on property. In this case, it being a park, the city council being the governing body is the property owner. Planning would recommend approval of this request with the following conditions. The applicant shall not disturb the peace with a loudspeaker, megaphone, bell, music, or other disruptive noise. The applicant shall limit vending from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. as per the application information. And approval of this request grants permission to the applicant to vend on city-owned property at Rey Anaya San Jose Plaza, 300 Diaz Street, from Wednesday, November 10th, 2021, until Friday, December 31st, 2022. And the applicant will need to provide the city with a surety bond.
Questions or comments from Mr. Patterson, Councilor?
Jeff, how does this requested location play in with the vendors we've allowed to be there before?
They would have to work that out amongst themselves. Obviously, the vendors that we've approved before would have precedent if they want to set up in the location that they set aside. So it would be up to UIS to then accommodate that and find a place appropriate for themselves.
Further questions from the council?
Question.
Councilor?
Jeff, how many do we have out there already?
We have approved, I think, 2 vendor services to set up there.
This would be the third?
It would be the third, yes, sir.
Is there going to be enough dumpsters out there for a third, or are we going to need more out there?
I guess we could get with the utilities department to determine that. And maybe talk with the vendors that are out there currently to see if their needs are being accommodated or if they think something needs to be added.
Thank you.
Further questions from the council? Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion for approval.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershide?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number 8, consider approval of Ordinance 2021-21, an ordinance rezoning part of R2 Residential 2 District to C2 Commercial 2 District for an approximately 0.40 acres located at 502 North 6th Street. Applicant owner Joshua and Amanda Moore. A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance, and we will now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning on the subject property, 502 North 6th Street, from R2 Residential 2 District to C2 Commercial 2 District. If you look in the maps provided in your package, you'll see that the request would, in fact, create a spot zone. The Planning and Zoning Department or Commission considered this item at their October 4th, 2021 regular meeting and took a vote but failed to reach a recommendation for this item.
Questions for Mr. Patterson?
Mayor?
Counselor?
Jeff, what are the, you know what they want to use the property for?
At that hearing, and if you'll refer to the minutes provided to you, the owner of the property stated that he was targeting this property for lease, possibly for automotive repair or a hot rod shop, as he put it. So that's what he stated at the hearing. Yes.
Okay. Further questions from the council? Counselor?
Mr. Patterson, is this a property that's come before us once?
It is, yes.
Twice?
It's once, to my recollection, for sure, yes.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Yes, ma'am. Not for? Okay. Then, do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak against the ordinance? Now, come forward, please, and state your name for the record.
Yes, good evening. My name is Elodia Enriquez, and this is my husband, Vincent. We live on 518 North 6th, next to that property. We bought that house 20 years ago. We lived there since then. We've been working hard to make a nice home for us and for the rest of the people that pass by. I'm going to tell you why I think it's not a good idea to rezoning. On that street, a lot of people use it on wheelchairs, and we don't have a sidewalk. So they need to walk on the street. Yeah, moms with strollers, so I don't think they need more traffic. And we have a school zone very close. People have kids by themselves have to cross the street to go to the apartments on Fifth Street. So for that reason, I don't think it's a good idea. And personally, I don't want to rezone because I like to drink my coffee on my patio. And if it's a body shop or I don't know what else can do, if he rented to an oil company, they can do a bunch of stuff. It's going to make my life miserable. So okay. For those reasons, I don't want to. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else against the ordinance? Yes, sir. Would you state your name for the record, please?
My name's Eddie Hernandez. I live at 505 North 6th across the street, and I'm against it. My other neighbor, he's retired. His house is 8 feet apart from the building business. They tried a business before, and all you could hear is racket. And that racket went on till 9, 10 o'clock at night. Now I'm about ready to retire. That's my home. And getting a business there, I'd have to pack and leave. I don't want to listen to noise since it's commercial too. There's going to be a lot of racket going on there. And then if it's oil field company comes in, there's more that we got to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, if they bring trash trailers, park them there, they use it as storage, then we got to smell it. And I said, if they put a mechanic shop there, like he talked about, we're going to be listening to engines all day long. And who am I going to complain to? I don't know. There's a commercial too. There's no really nothing that you can say to it. They can do whatever they want to on the property.
Yeah.
And it's a nice neighborhood. You know, we got kids going through there. We got a lot of traffic. And like she said, the school's right there. and put a business there, rather have a house there.
Yeah.
It's right between all of us.
Yeah.
That's basically what I got saying. Like I said, Mr. Lucero, he's retired. Well, he's disabled. And their bedroom is right next door. Right next to the building. He's supposed to send the letter, I think, to Mr. Patterson. What he had to say, because he just had back surgery. And he's unable to show up tonight. But that's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you, Eddie. Anyone else against the ordinance? Yes, sir.
My name is David Ortega, and I live right behind Eddie, 505 and a half North 6th Street. And I work night shift, you know. I need to sleep during the day sometimes. And when they do mechanic, and the business that was before them, they had a compressor out there, a generator, sorry. And they had that generator on full blast all day, you know, which made it hard for me to get some sleep.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else against?
My name is Jocelyn Almanza. My parents live at 518 North 6th. I am a witness to that. There's too much traffic on 6th Street, in which I understand. I pass there every day, like three times, and I pass through the school zone like at least twice every day. Nobody respects school zone, the speed limit. And I feel like adding a business is just going to add more traffic. People are going to be in and out of the business if they have to go rush into the office, go back to the project, or whatever business they're going to do. And I personally wouldn't want my baby being at my mom's house and whatever business, if there's men outside. We have our nieces going to the house a lot, and so we don't feel safe. If it's going to be like a full business with men outside, I don't feel safe for the community. And their women's shelter is right behind 518. So for the community and the safety, I feel I'm against it. Thank you.
Anyone else against the ordinance? If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, I took it upon myself to contact a person on the Planning and Zoning Commission and ask what their intent was, regardless of how their vote turned out. Mm. And their intent was to deny this motion. Our offices are asking for a denial, so I would move for denial of this.
We have a motion to deny and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
The motion is denied. Number 9, consider approval of Ordinance 2021-22, an ordinance rezoning part of R2 Residential 2 District to C2 Commercial 2 District from approximately 0.17 acres located at 510 North 6th Street. Applicant owner Joshua and Amanda Moore. A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance. And we will now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning on the subject property, 510 North 6th Street, from R2 Residential 2 District to C2 Commercial 2 District. This property is just adjacent to the previous property that was brought before you. You'll see on your maps that the surrounding zoning is R1 and R2, so it's all residential. And this would create a spot zone. This item was brought before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the October 4th, 2021 regular meeting. That commission considered this item and recommended denial of the request with a vote of 4 in favor of denial, none against, and 1 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone that wants to speak for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance? Yes. Same thing? Everybody? With that, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, once again, for the same reasons, I would vote denial. I would move for denial.
We have a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Motion is denied. Number 10, consider approval of Ordinance 2021-23, an ordinance rezoning part of R1 Residential 1 District to C1 Commercial 1 District for an approximately 0.40 acres located at 412 East Church Street. Applicant Joshua and Amanda Moore. A, public hearing. B, approval of ordinance. And we will now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning of the subject property, 412 East Church Street, from R1 Residential 1 District to C1 Commercial 1 District. If you'll look at the maps provided in your package, you'll see that the surrounding properties to the northeast and south are all zoned R1 Residential 1 District. The park across the street there is zoned I Industrial, which is an outdated zoning for that, but that is the zoning. So this would create a spot zone. This item was brought before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the October 4th, 2021 commission meeting. That commission considered this item but failed to reach a positive vote for a recommendation. And I'll stand for any questions.
Questions for Mr. Patterson, Councilor?
If I could. Jeff, what was their purpose again for what do they want to do?
Referring to the minutes provided to you, the applicant, I believe, had stated that he wanted to locate a restaurant at the property or a food service of some kind. C1 zoning would have allowed him to do that.
But it's not him, though. He's going to have someone else.
I'm not sure if he stated that, but yes.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. Yes, sir.
Mayor and council members, my name is J.L. Old. My wife, Tara, and I live on the north side just adjacent to this lot. We've been there approximately 5.5 years this time. My wife and her family have lived there since 1962. We are adamantly against this. This is like deja vu. We've been here before. This is not a place for a cafe in that area. It's a residential area. We've already got, I've got a petition here. Over 100 people have signed. A different item, but similar situation about the concern about the traffic congestion, noise, trash, excess amount of going on down there that's unfortunately can't do much about. We did get some speed bumps by somebody. Appreciate that. But at any rate, today's paper said in July there was 14,000 people went to the water park. That's about 500 people a day. Also said August and September they had as many as 250 to 300 people a day. Now, if there's a restaurant or a cafe over there, what do you think those people are going to do? They're going to be walking back and forth across that street, adding to the congestion, the traffic. It kind of presents a safety hazard, in my opinion. But most importantly to me, because we live next door to that, okay, I don't need, I don't want, don't desire the noise, the traffic, the additional congestion, signage. If it's a cafe open until 9 or 10 o'clock at night, people are going to be sitting out there, as this man suggested he wanted a beach-type environment where they could sit outside on a patio. I don't think anybody up here would want one of those in there next to their house. Also, something about this right here, this man does not live in this neighborhood. So I don't know how he has accuse me for being prejudicial, but the right to want to put something like that in our neighborhood when he don't have to take care of it. I know I'm a little bit biased, but this is like a second or third time we've done this. In fact, he even stated it was a third attempt that he's made to do this. I would think that by now he kind of get the idea that we don't want it. Appreciate your consideration.
Thank you. Anyone else against the ordinance?
Hello, my name is Jim Rutley. I live catty corner behind RL. And first I want to thank you for all the work you've done on upkeep on the park area. I mean, they got the volleyball courts, pickle courts. It's really on the weekends there are outdoor bands, which, you know, it's on the weekends, one day a week. My biggest reason for opposition is, you know, I like everyone here. We all work, and I like returning to home, the respite, not having to see a commercial business right next door to my house. There are commercial areas across the river, down by the tennis courts, and then over on the street over by Albertsons. So there's plenty of areas for commercial development. It's, you know, in my job, there's a lot of what we call duck bites. So you bite, you nibble, and once you say yes to this, you're going to say yes to something else. And a lot of us also have investments in our house, and I believe that would hurt our investment. It benefits the business. It does not benefit the people that live there. So I'm in opposition. Thank you.
Thank you. Against the ordinance.
Yes,
sir. Hi, Mr. Mayor, Council. My name is Dean Hammer. I live at 409 Rosedale Street. My wife and I, our property backs to the property in question. We want to say that we're against it for all the reasons that have already been said multiple times, so I won't beat that dead horse, but I think it would hurt our property value. I've been there for 9 years. We love the area. Wish there was a little less traffic, but, you know, we deal with it. So I wanted to say that we're both against it.
Okay. There's an alley in between. If you look at the business that where they're wanting to change that, there's an alley that people will run through, like during 4th of July and when there's lots of activity. That would just make more and more traffic through that alley, and all the dogs go crazy when people are in that alley. They're not used to it. I oppose.
So does our 170-pound Great Dane.
Yeah. He jumps up on that. He's big.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for considering.
Thank you, guys.
Anyone else against the ordinance?
How you doing, Mayor and Council? I'm Jim Sexton. I don't live in the area, but I helped kind of build it up. We're talking about a restaurant that could grow and grow and end up selling alcohol, and that puts a burden on the whole neighborhood. We've got a park now that's got a handicapped children's park, playground, all the way up to teenagers. They're gonna run out on the street constantly chasing a ball or whatever. We're trying to keep the area more to kids and stuff like that. We've got volleyball, I don't know, there's not even basketball yet, but that other little game down there by the dam, I don't know what they call that. It's like
tennis. Yeah.
It's what?
Pickleball.
Pickleball, yeah.
Oh, I'll buy that. But we need to keep this. The park right now is one of the most beautiful places in town, probably in the state. And it's grown and grown and grown and got better and better every year. where the city's inviting more and more younger people because of the water park. When you go to the water park and you park, you have to go across the street from three parking areas. And people are coming down the street either direction, can't see these kids run out between these cars. You've got a place that wants to put in a business, and he may not want to sell beer right now, but locally, almost every restaurant in town is now selling beer. Look at not the fast food, but I think one of the pizza places has started serving beer. And I seriously believe he will be looking for a permit to sell beer and wine or one of the other, I don't know which. And I'd really hate to see that, because these drivers, when you leave that area, you can only go down Church Street to the east, or you have to go down across in front of the train, then turn left to go north, or turn and go south. Mm-hmm. Right. You're coming out of there, and if you've had a few drinks, I'm afraid you might run over some kid. You know, just it doesn't take much, because these kids are wild. They're running everywhere. I think it's a shame that we sell beer in the park at special events. When I was working down there for 11 years, I was running people off because they had beer in the park. And I was told to do it by the fire chief, the police chief, and the mayor. And now they have special events that bring the beer into the park. And then that, like the car shows, the chili cook-offs, craft shows, I don't know what all comes in. But there shouldn't be any beer near that park anyway, anywhere, of any kind. It's just not a place to be drinking. And I'm against this, even though I don't live down there. I sat on his porch almost every day, and we watched traffic. They run the stop sign, especially coming out of the park and turning north. That stop sign should say yield instead of stop, because nobody stops. And a lot of times they'll turn left, and then they'll hit that stop sign, they'll turn right and head for the oncoming traffic. So you can't tell me that this is a safe thing to be put in there that's going to end up selling beer, and I'm sure it will. Yeah. And that's all I got to say about that.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Buzz. Against?
Yes. Me and my husband are first-time homeowners. We just bought the home right around the corner from here on 811 East Riverside. We were so excited to find a home in this neighborhood because we just started our family, and we were so excited to find a place that we felt was safe and family-friendly, and we were so excited to live on the beach area and raise a family there. And having a business there, there is so much traffic. And I'm not going to lie, I go walking with my baby in her stroller almost every day. And there have been a few times I was scared to death because I almost got hit. There is so much traffic in that area. Having another restaurant, any other form of commercialism or anything that's going to bring people there, there are so many teenagers driving a million miles a minute, and it's scary. And I'm scared for my kids when she gets older and she wants to play in the front yard. We don't need more traffic in that area. And we're so grateful for the speed bumps that were put in, but it doesn't fix everything. And this is just gonna be one more thing that we're gonna have to be scared for our kids growing up there. So, and I agree with the alcohol comment,
yeah.
110%. So
would you state your name for the record, please?
I'm sorry. I'm Adelaide Avitia. This is my husband, Ramon Avitia. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else against?
I just wanted to add to that comment. I think it's more of keeping the beauty of the park as well, as everybody knows, is the beach. With the restaurant that comes in, you have the waste of it as well. And most restaurants deal with oil. Most restaurants have a trash bin for oil. Have you ever been around that? It smells. It's horrid, honestly. And that oil sits there for a while, and it doesn't go with the beauty of the beach with that.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else against? If there's no one else, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, I think this neighborhood in particular puts up with a lot of stuff for the betterment of the city of Carlsbad, yeah. Recreationally. Asking them to put up with one more thing is out of the question, in my opinion. So my suggestion would be to deny this.
Second. We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
I'll just say that every time this has come before us, I've been consistent in my vote, so no.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Motion is denied. Number 11, Council Committee Reports. Does any councilman have any updates? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number 12, not call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn, please.
We have a motion. Second. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
We're adjourned.